If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 29th, 2024, and today the topic is, but I don't wanna. Happy Monday, everybody. Yes, happy Monday. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall. Quick highlights. Y'all know that your girl was out there recording in nature last time y'all heard from me. You know what? There was something special about hearing the birds chirping and whatnot on the audio recording, but y'all can let me know how y'all feel about that. And y'all still haven't let me know how do you feel about Saturdays. Like I said, I've been going back and forth about whether Saturdays should continue or not, but so far so good. They're going to continue, I guess, because ultimately, I mean, you know, the Lord is my audience, so... I haven't necessarily felt led to stop from him, so I guess I should just keep it going. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. But anywho, Saturday was cool. It was really nice. NJ went to go play soccer and whatnot. He seemed like he really it was his first time, and he seemed to really enjoy it. So, you know, it might be become, you know, part of our new routine of life, you know, for him to go and do soccer on Saturdays. I think it would be a great thing. He has one of his really close friends from the church that goes. And so, yeah, man, I mean, Christian. Yes, his name is Christian. And yeah. And I'm going to get a helicopter for my birthday. Okay, we'll see. So, and then afterwards we went to go to brunch or breakfast with, Christian's family. All that was missing was his baby brother, but it was him, it was Christian, his little brother, one of his little brothers, and his mom and dad, and me and NJ, we all went to go have breakfast, and that was nice. You know, I got a chance to get to know them more, share more about me and everything I got going on. And, you know, I've been saying to myself that I wanted to do that more anyway, like get more, you know, closer to the people that are at the church. And, you know, the father, his name is Joe. So shout out to Joe. He's somebody that is also on the staff. And so we're going to see what the Lord do. You know, it seems like our presence is, you know, desired and whatnot when it comes to NJ and doing soccer and stuff. And so, you know, I don't want to withhold that from him. And so if that opportunity will be good for him, and if I'm to be a soccer mom, then hey, man, I'm open to the opportunity and the possibility. Whoever's watching me live, if you could do me a favor and just make, you know, give me a thumbs up or a comment or something to let me know that you can hear me, that would be great, because I've been having issues with the sound. So if you could do that for me, that would be great. But if not, no pressure. But anywho, so Saturday was cool. Sunday, speaking of cool, your girl, I came up with this Icebreakers theme for the Family Connect. I don't know if everybody fully understood it or whatever the case may be, but it seemed to, you know, go over pretty well. People, they enjoyed the snow cones. They enjoyed the instant snow. And, you know, yeah, the other little things, you know, I try to get some conversation sparked and going with the icebreaker cards. So, you know, I feel good overall about, you know, how everything was executed. I also, you know, was hosting the first couple of, gatherings for the kids. And then I got a chance to go sit in the third gathering as well. So I was kind of pooped by the time we got done. Like, I was tired. My feet was hurting. I was ready to go home, eat, and just sleep. And so that's pretty much what I did yesterday when I got back from church. And then, yeah, those were the main highlights, man. That was my weekend in a nutshell. I hope you guys had a great weekend. And yeah, let's get into this Monday conversation. Okay, so... But I don't wanna. I think we all have felt that way and said those words at some point in our life, whether it was when we were children or babies or whatever the case may be, or even if we're saying that to the Lord in our adult life. Sometimes we just don't want to do right. I know NJ can and can be, an example of this. There's a lot of times where I ask him to do things or whatever, and he don't understand. And sometimes he'll pull the whole, "But I don't wanna," reaction and whatnot. And again, we do that to the Lord all the time. And so, I guess I wanted to just explore that idea today, and to, just kind of talk about it and be open and honest about that, right? Because again, we are humans out here, and we don't always do right, and sometimes we just don't want to do right. I know I was kind of struggling with this because, there's been things on my mind and whatnot, temptations, however you want to say, and sometimes I just want to be right. I just want to be human. I just want to think. I just want to feel. I just want to be in whatever the moment is. And sometimes, I know it may not be the wisest choice to allow myself to think certain things or whatever the case may be, but sometimes you just, again, don't want to be right, or do right. I don't know if I'm just talking to myself today. Is there anybody else that, feel that way? Does this resonate with you in any way? I believe that everybody can relate, but everybody might not want to admit that, right? That people might not want to, be that open and honest about the struggle that it is to follow God, the struggle that it is to be obedient to what the word tells us to do. It's a struggle, man. It's not the easiest thing to do, especially when, it goes against what you want, right? So that was the inspiration today. Let's go ahead and give you guys some verses and whatnot that was standing out to me. So yes, so much to say. I ended up having a conversation with chatholybible.com. So that was one thing I ended up doing. And that conversation I think went pretty well, because I just pretty much was admitting, like, Lord, I was also writing, because I told you guys I've been on that journey as well. So first I was trying to deal with my thoughts by just taking it to the Lord and say, Lord, you know what's on my mind, or Lord, you know what I want to think, or Lord, you know what I want to do, and things of that nature, and you know what I'm struggling with already. And so let me present these things to you in the hopes that it will help me clear my heart and mind from these, again, things. But ultimately, like I said, with this topic still being on my heart and mind, I just decided to go deeper with it. And so I did go to chatholybible.com, or the app itself. I went to the app and I was having a conversation with the AI about having a conversation with the AI about, this topic, and this concept of, yes, being obedient, but then also just my particular situation as well. And so yeah, I was just breaking all of that down, right? And so ultimately, I did feel led to just kind of woosah, go back to sleep, things of that nature. And so by the time NJ came in and I woke back up and I listened to the prayer meditation with him again, then that's when just this concept of just obedience itself was came into my heart and mind. And so I just kind of started to focus on that. And that's where the verses and whatnot really was resonating with me. So here's what I felt led to write down this morning in reference to this conversation. Philippians 2 and 8. It says, and being found in heaven form, or excuse me, or and being found in human form, he has bled here himself, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. My apologies again for jumbling
That
that
was
up,
when
but you
Jesus
guys.
rose up.
That is
From
correct.
the
That is referencing Jesus and what he did. Obviously, he humbled himself and became obedient to the will of God, even obedient to death and things of that nature, a death that he did not deserve. And so if this is what our Lord and Savior does, then what should we do? Obviously, we're supposed to be doing what Jesus would do. We're supposed to be becoming more like Christ, and he humbled himself. And so who are we to sit here and say that I can't deny myself of anything? And I'm guilty, man. I'm not sitting here trying to act, like I'm perfect at this or anything. I'm just being open and honest that, hey, man, it's a difficult thing. And he didn't have the easiest time doing it either, because again, he went to the Father several times and said, hey, if this cup can pass from me, by all means, let it. But if not, it's your will, not mine. And so we got to do that as well. And I don't know what that looks like for you in your life, but for me, it seems like, It's more so about me taking control of my thoughts and things of that nature. And for NJ, for those that are watching live, I believe NJ, for him, it's again, for him to not be a distraction and things of that nature, and remember what he should do. And I apologize that I have to interrupt this conversation to remind him, but hopefully the Lord will remind him as I continue. So let's give you guys another verse, and that's Isaiah 1:19 through 20. It says, "If you are willing, obedient, oh excuse me, and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse or rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." I know we talk about this all the time, y'all. Again, what God's will and way is going to be what happens. And so again, it behooves us to get into alignment with God's will and way. Now, I get it. I totally understand. I just told you guys how difficult it has been, even for me, right? To humble myself and deny myself and all these different things of, again, the I feel like sometimes it's just a human thought. I'm like, well, what's okay for me to think, and what's not okay, and what's your God-given desire that you've given me, Lord, and then what's not, when what's considered to be lewd or whatever the case may be. That's me and my struggles, right? I don't know what you're going through. It could just be, again, basic needs or whatnot as well for you. It could be, okay, maybe you don't have money, but you hungry. I don't know, like, what it could be for you. But I hope we're encouraged and inspired to, again, get into the alignment with the Lord, humble yourself as he did, right? And I guess take this verse to heart. I mean, it's saying here, if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land, or the land. And so that should be hopefully encouraging and inspiring to us to know that, okay, God is going to take care of me, and whatnot, if I am in alignment, with his will. But there are consequences to being out of order and things of that nature. Let's keep going, y'all. Romans 6:16, it says, "Do you know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, until, well, excuse me, of sin which leads to death, or of obedience which leads to righteousness." We don't like to think that. We like to think that, oh, it's my own thoughts, it's my own mind. I know, I'm not a slave to anybody and things of that nature. But the more that you obey sin, right, and or doing things your way or whatever the case may be, is telling us that ultimately you're going down a dark path towards death. But the more you obey the Lord, the more righteous you become. Now, again, are we going to be perfect? All that type of stuff. No, we are not. But at the same time, there's something to be said about the obedience. And so, let me give you guys one more verse, y'all. This might all be pulp this morning. We don't like to hear none of this, right? Let me go ahead and give it to you. It's James 4:7. It says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." I know sometimes in some of my heart moments and whatnot, I'm like, Lord, you just want to give in. It's the easiest thing to do. And then again, a lot of times you're, being tempted by your own desires. So it's like you want to do it, and all that type of stuff. So it's like a double, or a triple, however you look at it. It's hard. I say all that to say that it's difficult and hard. But hopefully you've been encouraged and inspired to understand that, it is better to, again, get in alignment with God, be obedient to him and his word. Become more righteous, things of that nature, rather than doing the opposite. That comes with consequences that we don't like and we like to blame God for. But at the end of the day, again, the choice is yours, man. We all got free will, and technically you can do whatever you want to do, as they say. But the word tells us that everything is not beneficial for us to do. And so that is the juice this morning. I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired, at least by understanding that, hey, man, if you feel this way, or if you've ever felt this way, you're not alone. I feel this way as well every now and then. Sometimes we just don't want to do right and things like that. But it is beneficial to do that. And I guess that's the juice. Okay, so the Bible verse of today is Zephaniah 3:17. It says, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Friends, I hope y'all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. This episode was brought to you in part by Ava Justin, the host of the Ava Talk, where entrepreneurship, entertainment, and empowerment collide. Join her journey of faith, wisdom, and inspiration at theavatalk.com.